Now, Ashley, you and I talked at the beginning of the pandemic about people working from home and kids schooling from home and what that meant for your dog or dogs who are used to being home alone all day and flopping down on that big dog pillow and just having the run of the place. And that was a pretty big change. Now we've got in a big change as well with the kids in school and people returning to their workplaces. Dogs must be puzzled right now.
Yeah, I'm sure they're a little confused, and they've been, I mean, I'm sure they've reaped a lot of benefits of having their humans with them and the humans also, for sure. But they certainly don't have as much off time or downtime with the people being home, and now that's completely changed. So we're seeing a lot of stress kind of from both parties, the dog and the human.
It's like separation anxiety for humans and dogs.
In fact, I have many clients who their dogs haven't been left alone sometimes, you know, for the entire past 2 years, where even, you know, going out for groceries, they would make sure their dog had someone with them. And so the dogs have become so dependent on this human interaction. So it's stressful for them now that they don't have it.
How might that manifest itself in dog behavior?
Well, so, you know, humans are nurturing, and we often kind of assume that dogs feel the same way as us. And so we're very busy about taking care of their needs, right? And so when the dog has more time with the human, they have more time to kind of cue the human. Hey, look at me. Hey, pet me. Or let me out. Or, hey, did you notice my toy? And the humans, because they want to take care of their needs and they want to make sure their dog feels loved, they're gonna give the dog what the dog is looking for. But what that actually is the dog controlling these subtle moments. And if they control these subtle moments in their perspective, they control a lot more. They have to. They're actually obliged to control much bigger things. So I've been noticing outside of separation anxiety, dogs are more into barking at the window, you know, kind of barking at the delivery person so they get off the property, or barking at the poodle that's walking by so they keep walking and they don't stop. There's all kinds of behaviors that are coming about, mostly because dogs have more time and opportunity to control the humans. Also, having their human with them, there's a lot of shadowing. They kind of follow them from room to room, and we like that, right? As humans, this is our pal, and so it's kind of cool that their dog wants to be with them all the time. But from the dog's perspective, they're actually kind of keeping tabs on what's happening, and a lot of the time it turns into this protective thing, where, again, the dog feels obligated to kind of watch over the human and almost feels responsible for their safety. And so that's kind of why they end up doing this barking at the window or answering the door or reacting when they see something. It's not necessarily healthy, let's say, for them to always have to be in the same room as the human. They need to also learn that, hey, you know what, I can kind of hang out in the living room if my human is in their office and everyone's totally fine.
Is there anything that we can do? Let's say our workplace gives us a 4-week notice that we're going to be back in the office. Is there anything we can do in that 4 weeks leading up to being out of the house full time again to make this transition easier for our dogs and for ourselves?
Absolutely. And so, I mean, the first step would be to model the calm you want from your dog. So, you know, try to maybe not engage when the dog is cueing you, and also, you know, absolutely call them over to you and give them attention when you see them relaxed and not so concerned about where you are. Maybe give your dog a safe place to go and relax and condition them, have them find magic treats or food in this space where they can kind of learn to be separated from you within the home, first of all, while you're home. So then when you actually physically leave the building, it isn't so stressful for them because they're already getting conditioned to, you know, not essentially being Velcroed to you. Also, you know, start leaving the house for short periods or leave the house a bunch of times in a row, but don't make that entrance or exit exciting. Just kind of leave and don't make a big scene to reassure your dog. Model the calm. And then, of course, when you come back, try not to go directly to them and give them a pile of attention at the door, because otherwise they just kind of sit at the door, at the window, anticipating your arrival, and that can kind of add to their anxiety and stress.
That sounds like that would help on both sides, right?
Yeah,
get you
exactly.
conditioned and your dog.
Exactly. Condition them to detach a little bit. And they're going to love you for it even more, right? Like a calm, relaxed dog is much more happy than a, you know, overactive, exuberant, attention-seeking dog. Even though they might look like they're super happy in that state, it's probably pretty tiring for them to always be on, right?
You're the king of your castle. Your dog's part of your family. Right?
Exactly. And we don't want them thinking they're the kings, you know, because that's a lot of responsibility, right? Like, we could spoil them, but we don't want to impose a bunch of responsibility on dogs because, you know, they can't reason and we can't explain this to them. We can only behave in a way that shows them that we're in control and we're keeping them safe.
Ashley, this has been terrific. Is there any parting words of advice for humans and their dog families?
Get out there and enjoy this weather that we're hoping to get soon, and trust that, you know, you're taking great care of your dog. Try not to be too anxious about it, because they're going to feed off of that anxiety. And so reach out if you need help, of course. I'm happy to help anytime.
Well, what is your contact information, please?
Sure. So you can reach me at barkbusters.ca or at Ashley@barkbusters.ca. And then also you can call me at 705-626-3690.
I feel like I should bark out that phone number. Oh, that would be too little extra, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Ashley, it's as always a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your advice, and I wish you luck with your business.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and as always, for all of your support. It's great.